I, fellow citizens, recent events have imposed upon the patriotic people of this country a responsibility and a duty greater than that of any since the Civil War. Then it was a struggle to preserve the government of the United States. Now it is a struggle to preserve the financial honor of the government. It was a contest to save the Union. Now it is a contest to save spotless its credit. Then section was arrayed against section. Now men of all sections can unite and will unite to rebuke the repudiation of our obligation and the debasement of our current. In this contest, patriotism is above party and national honor is dearer than any party name. The currency and credit of the government are good now and must be kept good forever. Our trouble is not with the character of the money that we have, but with the threat to the basis. We have the same currency that we had in 1892. Good the world over and unquestioned by any people. Soon we had unexampled credit and prosperity. Our difficulty now is to get that money in circulation and invest it in productive enterprises which furnish employment to American labor.